from KERA in Dallas-Fort Worth, Denton. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything@kera.org. You can send us your questions and answers. And speaking of questions, there's a thick stack of questions here. And let's get into it. JD wants to know if anyone can recommend a Metroplex location where one could purchase an upright bass violin for under $500. He said, I thought the DFW area might have a place that sells used orchestral instruments from schools or other institutions. He says, our sons are forming a bluegrass band, and the upright bass produces a more authentic sound than the electric bass that they now use. And he also says, we love the show. We're proud members of KERA. Thanks, JD. Let's see. Someone writes and wants to know if there are any restrictions on fishing hours at White Rock Lake. This emailer says, I've been told that fishing from the shore or water is not restricted by hours. And they write, this is hard to believe with the city of Dallas being hungry on restrictions. I've checked the police site, park site, all to no avail. Are there any listeners that fish or that are acquainted with the lake and the city laws that are on the books? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Christine says, we now live in Austin, and my kids neither get free fare tickets nor a day off to attend. Are there discount or free days for canned goods, soft drink cans, etc. this year? Well, Christine, you could check bigtex.com for information on that. But also, let's get the question out there and see if we can get an answer at 800-933-5372 or anything@kera.org. HE wants to know, when G20 leaders meet and take a group photo, who decides which leader will stand next to another leader? Or is it just a random order? I'm sure there's some sort of protocol, but who decides? It's a great question. Call us, 800-933-5372. Rolf and Lantana writes to anything@kera.org. Going north on Highway 75, he says, when you cross Interstate 635, the exit numbers jump from exit 8 to exit 24. He says, what happened to exits 9 through 23? And Nicole in Dallas writes that it already costs $10 to park in the Arts District and Cathedral Plaza garages downtown. And she says, and I've heard a rumor that everyone is raising the price to $20. When the new AT&T Performing Arts Center's venues open next week. Does anyone have reliable information on this? How much is it going to cost to park in the garages that are part of the new construction? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org. Let's get started with Chris in Garland. Hello, Chris.
Hi there. I have an answer for you about the question on where to find a base.
Oh, yes.
You can find a bass at any of the local musical instrument dealers that handle those, of course. Mm-hmm. Most prominently would be Mystery's Music Supercenters in the in Tarrant County.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Harley says, I'm interested in building my own wooden frames to use to display art. He says, I'm sure there's some place in Dallas that sells the strips of wood already notched or rabbeted out so you can cut them down to your size, but I don't know where to look. Can anyone help me? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. This is from someone who says, my husband, BJ, listens to you at work. He works in a 5,000-square-foot metal building with 16-foot-high ceilings, and he has spiders and webs everywhere. What can he do to be rid of them on a forever basis? This emailer writes. Well, let's see if we get an answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. And one more question about the state fair, the great state fair of Texas. Daphne in Garland says, how can I get tickets to see Oprah at the fair? Well, in the Dallas Morning News today, in the Metro section, on page 3B, it says, if you go see Oprah at the fair, here's what you need to know. Oprah Winfrey will tape her show Monday at the State Fair of Texas. All you need is a State Fair ticket to see her. General admission's $15. Now, apparently they're opening the gates at 7 a.m. on Monday. And the taping takes place at 10 a.m. at the Chevy main stage, which is right there in the central area. Just above the Esplanade on the fairgrounds. It says the taping, which will last about 90 minutes, will go ahead rain or shine. Space is standing room only and is first come, first served. Segment State Monday will be included in a show with the State Fair theme, but the program's air date hasn't been announced, a Winfrey spokeswoman said. And also country singer Martina McBride will perform. And also on Monday, Oprah is going to appear live on the 5 p.m. WFAA Channel 8 newscast at Victory Park. So apparently, if you go to oprah.com/statefair, you can get more information. But they're going to open the gates early on Monday at 7 a.m., and so you can get in there and get a spot in front of the Chevrolet main stage. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, and that's where we find Tim in Fort Worth. Hello, Tim.
Hello. I wanted to know if NPR has some sort of special music search engine to find stuff that's related to their topic. Because like Fink and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and All Things Considered always have music that's really, you know, related to their topic. And I always found that interesting. I wanted to know if y'all had a special search engine you use or something.
Well, I will tell you this, that you can go on the NPR.org site and you can usually download a rundown of you know, what the musical segments were in those national programs. On the Think program that we do here in Dallas at KERA, we don't really have that capability yet, but we're hoping in the future to roll out a little bit more robust web presence so that we can provide you with that kind of information. But if you check out NPR.org, you can select a program and you can usually pull up a rundown and it'll tell you what all the little music segments were.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Carolyn in McKinney. Hello, Carolyn. Nope, I'm sorry. That's Dawn in Dallas. Hello, Dawn.
Hi.
Hey.
Let's say the spiders, that you can't spray them directly.
Right.
I mean, you have to spray them directly. You can't spray in general. Okay. You can buy traps or you can do dimethylous earth, and that'll kill the spiders.
Very good. Thanks so
much. Dimethylous earth is good because it's non-toxic to people and to pets.
Except that from what we've heard in the past, you don't want to inhale it.
Yeah, you don't want to inhale it, but you can't, like, I got bit by hobo spiders, and so you can't actually just generally bomb for spiders. You'd have to actually spray the spider directly.
And maybe if you get rid of whatever they're eating, maybe they'll go someplace else.
No, I tried that too.
Oh, okay.
This is Dawn Quiet, actually. I don't know if you remember me.
Oh.
But,
yeah. Oh, hello, Dawn. All right, well, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Now let's talk to Carolyn and McKinney. Hello, Carolyn. I pushed the wrong button there a second ago.
That's all right. I just wanted to let you know about one of the lesser-known discount days at the State Fair. My family just went yesterday with, if you take a Cinemark ticket stub, you can get in for free on Thursdays. That's kind of one of the lesser-known discounts. So, you know, you save all of those $15 to spend on all the tasty treats.
Yeah, you can get, like, what, a couple of corny dogs?
Right.
Well worth it, though. Well worth it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Sure. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next is Frank in Dallas. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Jeff. I have a question. The networks Fox and CW, they end their programming at 9 o'clock. I was wondering if there's a reason that they do this, like a regulation or something, or is it just so they don't have to produce extra programming?
That's a great question. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. The email address, anything@kera.org. Rick wants to know if there are any public or low-cost racquetball courts in the North Dallas, Plano, Frisco, or McKinney areas. He says, I don't want to sign up for an expensive health club membership. John, writing from Richardson, says, I've been listening to music recorded in the 30s and 40s, and several songs include a lyric along the lines of blowing eight to the bar. For example, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and Chattanooga Choo Choo. He says, I'm not a musician, but I assume it has something to do with the number of notes or beats within the bar, but don't understand exactly what eight to the bar means or why it is so prevalent in songs of that era. Well, if you know, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us. anything@kera.org. A couple of answers that came in, and this was from a show a couple weeks ago. Farah says, for the caller that had asked about the broken blood vessel in her eye, she says, I have an answer. This is called a subconjunctival hemorrhage, essentially a bruise or broken blood vessel on the eye, and will resolve slowly over the course of about a week on its own, and there is little to do to change the appearance of it. Bradley, KERA member, thank you, Bradley, says, I had cataract surgery on both eyes last year. My surgeon gave me a card from the intraocular lens manufacturer for each eye. The cards have the manufacturer's name, the serial number of the lens, and properties of the intraocular lens. He says, I carry these cards with me in case I get stopped by a police officer before I make time to go to the license renewal office. And on the ghost story question from a couple weeks ago, Mary says, regarding ghost stories in Dallas, you can find a story on the SMU Daily campus, which cites a few legends. As a native of Dallas, Mary says, the Lady of the Lake story was a staple of our family's storytelling. A second, the story of the West Stacks and Fondren Library at SMU being haunted is still going strong at SMU, she adds, as my son is a student there and studies often in the West Stacks. The stories include books being mysteriously moved and lights being turned on and off. And a question we had, I think, gosh, a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even a month or so ago, about whether or not there were air raid towers and plans in the Midwest. And this is Dallas, Omaha, and Sioux City. Scott in Dallas says, yes, they did have air raid towers in Sioux City. He says, my grandfather manned one, and he often recounted that, quote, if I have to sound the warning, we are in a whole world of trouble. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, email address, anything at KERA.org. Up next is Markin in Arlington. Hello, Markin.
Hi. I have a question. I just realized listening to you that I have an answer as well.
Okay.
My question is, I have a quilt that my grandmother made years and years ago, and it started coming apart, so I need to find somebody or a store that will mend it.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to find one on my own. And my answer is that I just took my family to the state fair on a Tuesday, and on Tuesdays, if you bring a Dr. Pepper can, you get $3 admission. And also, if you bring in a child to and under any day, it's free for that child.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. And Mark in Old East Dallas wants to know if they still have that rare vulture in the bird show at the state fair, and what type was it, and what was its name? I saw the bird show, Mark, on the opening weekend, and they were still training some of the birds because, you know, as they do the fair, as they do the shows several times a day for 24 days, the birds get better and better at it. But I don't remember if they have. Maybe someone who's seen it in the last couple of weeks will remember. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Russell in Dallas. Hello, Russell.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I have an answer for you for White Rock Lake concerning fishing restrictions.
Okay.
You do not require a permit to fish the lake from the shores or the docks. However, you cannot fish from bridges. However, the Dallas Police Department, they do enforce a curfew at the lake. Until 5 a.m., I believe it starts at 10 at night. It mm-hmm. may be midnight before they start chasing people off.
Okay.
However, I have seen families fishing out there at 3 in the morning. But for all activities, technically, they do enforce a curfew during the nighttime hours.
Yeah, the park is technically closed from 10 to 5, 10 p.m. Yeah. to 5 a.m. And so you don't need a state fishing license to fish there either. Is that what
That's correct.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, thanks for the info.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
800-933-5372. Up next is Rose in Dallas. Hello, Rose.
Hello. You had a caller just a few minutes ago that was asking why the exit numbers on U.S. 75 northbound all of a sudden jumped from, when they got near the high five, jumped from, let's say, 10, 11 to 25 or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was because the numbers that she was seeing were the numbers for 635.
Okay.
Because those go from, I know I live near the exits at Greenville, and that one is like, I think, 18 or 19. So when you get to the high five, they get to 22 and 23 and 24. When she proceeds further north on 75, they get again to like 12 or 13 or 14.
Okay.
So that's why it's a little confusing.
Very good. Thanks
okay.
so much.
You're welcome. All bye-bye.
It's anything you ever wanted to know. The phone number is 800-933-5372. The email address, anything at KERA.org. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at KERA.org. And so we got these answers. Chris says, to the question asked, and this was on last week's archive show, about where the largest urban hardwood forest is, the guy asking was looking for foot trails and such. It's accessible at the Dallas Audubon Center, located east of 45 on Loop 12. It's about a mile east of 45 on your right-hand side. Jody in University Park has an answer about discount days of the fair. She says on Tuesdays, you can bring one empty Dr. Pepper can per person and get in for $3 per person. And on Wednesdays, if you bring three cans of food per person, you can get in for $1 per person. It's a pretty good deal. And I'll bet that benefits one of the local food banks. This is from Chris, who says, the racquetball guy, to answer the racquetball guy's question, the UTD Rec Center has racquetball courts. The general public can get in for $5 per day. Just Google UTD Rec Sports to find their website. And Teffy in Oak Cliff says, please don't kill spiders. They eat all the stuff we humans hate, roaches, mosquitoes, fleas, houseflies, etc. Teffy says, I've even seen a tiny spider's tiny web trap and kill a large flying roach. If you have to kill particular spiders because they may be dangerous, please do so on a spider-by-spider basis. Also note, Teffy says, tarantulas are docile and often not poisonous to humans. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's talk next to Scott in DeSoto. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Jeff. I have a question and an answer.
Okay.
My answer is for the caller that was called just a few minutes ago asking about Fox and the CW on mm-hmm. their programming at 9. As far as I know, they ended at 9. Fox has been doing it for a long time, so they could have their local news on first.
Okay.
And they do that. They do that around the country. And
makes
then
sense.
The CW actually used to be Fox 33, and so they started doing the same thing. So that, I'm pretty sure that's why they do it.
Okay.
And my question is, I called a few weeks ago. I was working on the campus of DBU, and I was asking about the 14-mile-an-hour speed limit there, and if anybody knew why it was 14 miles an hour. I don't know if anybody ever called about that.
I don't believe so.
Or if you remember, so I just wanted to find out. But if not, I understand.
No, I don't think we've had an answer. So you've asked again.
Alrighty. Well, thanks.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is where we find Chris in Richardson. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Yes.
Calling on the spiders. I just heard your thing. Don't kill them. I agree. I guess. I heard a long time ago that if you put horse apples, those little green things that come from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
In your garage and whatever, it'll keep the spiders away.
Very good. All right. Well, they're laying on the ground these days, so
yep.
They're out there. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, bye.
All right. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email address anything@kera.org. Fozy wants to know if there's a place in the area to rent a vapor cleaner, like a ladybug, for cleaning the house without the use of chemicals. He says, I'd like to buy one, but want to test drive a similar product before spending the $1,000 or so first. Susan in Old East Dallas is about to deliver twins in the next couple of weeks. Congratulations, Susan. And is looking to purchase 24% sucrose solution, such as Sweet Ease or Tooth Sweet, that we can dip their pacifiers in during shots, heel sticks, etc. She says it reduces the amount of pain experienced by the baby. I was able to purchase it directly before the birth of my son, but now cannot find it available for purchase by consumers, only by hospitals. Patricia wrote us a couple of weeks ago, and we're sorry, Patricia, we're getting your question today. About to start our organic native plant garden, she writes. Where are some of the best places in North Texas to get organic native plants and trees? And Daniel in Dallas has a couple of questions. He asks, what happens when adverse weather prevents a commercial from airing? Specifically, who monitors that and are media buyers compensated? Do the networks do it internally? What if there's only a partial blackout and, say, 15,000 people in an area are without service? And he also says, when I was in grade school, we had an obscure vending machine that would dispense one of 10 flavors of syrupy ice, watermelon, cherry, lime, etc., for a mere 35 cents. He says the brand was called Zemi, Z-E-M-I, but I never saw and have since never seen anything like this anywhere. Was it a local company? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jeff in Tyler. Hello, Jeff. Are you with us, Jeff?
Online?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. Great show. The 8 to the Bar stuff is from jazz, specifically Jimmy Dorsey. One of his players, Ray McKinley, was called Daddy Slack, and he said, "Beat me, Daddy, 8 to the Bar." It means 8 equal beats, basically in the left hand of the piano or bass player. would play 8 notes per measure. A bar is a measure.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have anything to do with drinking. It doesn't have anything to do with 8-bar blues, which has to do with the harmonies. But this is about the beat and the bass notes. But 8-bar blues means that you're going to play 8 different chords, like 12-bar blues.
Right.
Over 12 bars. Anyway,
right.
It's a great folk thing. You'll hear it a lot. It all comes from African American and ragtime music has like an 8-beat that sounds like equal beats, not like hip hop that has heavy beats on the second and fourth measure.
Okay. All right. Well,
I had a question for you. I sent it on email about trying to get some of the listeners to join together, trying to get some more power for the station. When I was driving across Mississippi, I was able to hear public radio all the way across the state, and they've got a different type of system in that state. And it's kind of a question to you. I don't understand how the radio business works. Do you have any idea how we could get KERA on one station without substations? Because here in Tyler, I can pick up the Dallas station half the time and Tyler station half the time, and then local country music on the same frequency leading all over.
Well, it's not a question. It's outside my my range of expertise.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Somebody else that knows, because really, I think it's like an FCC thing, or maybe we need to get authority so that other stations can't use 90.1's bleed over. You know, I know legally you have to allow some bleed over, but you guys have such a huge service to the community. We can listen to other things. There's hundreds of other stations we can listen to if we want to change frequency, but
well,
it seems like we could block out some of that education band that's supposed to have been reserved by the FCC for actual educational programming.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if anyone has a suggestion for you on that.
Or maybe we can get the country stations to play 8 to the bar.
Maybe so. Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's get one more answer on this from Becky in Garland. Hello, Becky.
Hi, Jeff. I was calling in regarding the 8 to the bar also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a music teacher and a trumpet player. And when they refer to blowing 8 to the bar, it has to do with a series of 8/8 notes within a measure, and it's a boogie-woogie pattern. Generally, as the previous caller stated, it started with the piano player, but in the 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it became a jazz thing for trumpet players to be able to blow a series of 8 notes and do really cool riffs like that. So that's where the blowing 8 to the bar came from.
Very cool. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. And let's talk next to Ben in Plano. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Jeff. My question is, I drive a 2005 Hyundai Elantra, and other than NPR, I listen to a lot of AM radio. Unfortunately, though, I get a really harsh squealing sound on AM stations, a couple in particular, and it's only when my car is running. When my car is off and it's just running on the battery, the reception is clear.
Hmm.
But it's really annoying because I love it, talk radio, and it really, it's becoming worse and worse. And I changed my antenna, and it has nothing to do with my antenna. My dealership doesn't have a really clear idea as to what could be causing the problem. I'm thinking the radio is not mingling well with, like, the alternator or some kind of component with the car, but I was wondering if anyone else had this problem and if they knew if there was a definite solution, if there's a rust gathering somewhere at the base of the antenna or something. But I know for sure it's not the antenna.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Ann in Dallas says a little-known way to get a season pass to the fair is to enter cooking contests on 3 separate days for 3 years in a row. And she says the 4th year, you will get a free season pass. If you join the Science Place, she says you will get a certificate for free admission for your entire family, up to 2 adults and 4 children. She has the Dr. Pepper thing on here. And then on Wednesday, she says if you bring 3 canned items to donate to the North Texas Food Bank, you get in for $1. Let's see. M.A., says the state fair admission discounts are not posted in detail on the bigtex.com website, listed vaguely under sponsors. For 2009, the following discounts are available. And MA says, I confirm by calling the fair. Tuesdays, $3 entry with empty Dr. Pepper can. Any day after 5 p.m., it's $5 with an empty Dr. Pepper can. Wednesdays, it's $1 with three or more cans of food for the North Texas Food Bank. So be generous because, you know, that's pretty cheap. Thursdays are free for seniors. Anybody over 60 years of age gets in free on Thursdays. And on Thursdays, it's $4 with an empty 20-ounce plastic Coke or free with a Cinemark ticket. And MA also says opening day was free for a full bottle of Coke. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
Hey, I wanted to add to the state fair. Your last email got most of it. But the one thing about Tuesdays, all rides are 5 coupons on Tuesdays.
Oh,
so that's the one other thing I could add to what the last email said. And then I had a question. I have a 68 Camaro and had the same problem with the radio. I think there's filters you can buy that you can put in on the antenna line that will screen out some of that interference from the electrical system.
Oh, okay.
And then my question was, when I was a kid growing up watching cartoons and the Three Stooges, whenever anybody would get a black eye, they would put a big slab of meat.
Bacon or something on there.
Or, like, you know, a T-bone or something. And I was always wondering if it was just because it was cold. You know, if it's cold, why not use a bag of ice or whatever? But maybe there was some type of properties of raw meat that would speed the healing. I don't know. I just thought
it was a big slab of steak, wasn't it? Like the Little Rascals and stuff.
Yeah. Or
it was really hilarious.
You know, and you have this big piece of meat hanging on your face while you're trying to get over getting punched in the eye. So this I'd ask why somebody would do that.
Well, it was funny, first of all.
Well, yeah, it was funny. But
you want to know if it's actually legitimate. A legitimate treatment.
To me, it's a good question.
Right. So. It is a great question. All right.
Alrighty. Well, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks a lot. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, the email address, anything@kera.org. Two more on 8 to the bar. Joe says, and this is the Joe Cozera, by the way, says, 8 to the bar refers to 8 bass notes usually played in a measure of blues, or more specifically, boogie woogie. He says, listen to almost any Jerry Lee Lewis song. His left hand will play 8 bass notes per measure, 4 notes in a chord, ascending, then descending. And Amber Lee says, from what I know of that sort of music, it's been a few years since I graduated from music school, it may have the lyrics 8 to the bar because there were 8 beats of a chord played before a change. So you'd have 8 beats of a D chord, then 8 beats of a G chord, etc. If it was a slow swing, the chord would be played using 8th notes, and there are 8 of those per bar in 4-4 time. Thanks so much for those. Let's see, one more answer on the racquetball courts. Matt in Plano says, Plano residents or workers in Plano can get a yearly membership for all Plano rec centers for $70 a year. The Carpenter Park Rec Center on Coit Road between Legacy and Spring Creek has 8 racquetball courts. So check out, if you live in Plano, check out that. And let's see, Kelly says, my understanding of exit signs is that the number of the exit coincides with the mile marker for that highway. So if you are at mile marker 25, then the exit will be number 25. If there are multiple exits within that mile, then you get A and B exits. 800-933-5372. Up next is Alex in Dallas. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, I had a question. Somebody mentioned DBU a minute ago. There's an intersection basically in front of the school. It's 303 and Mountain Creek Parkway. Mm-hmm. For 2 years now, there's been construction at that intersection. They've had half of the lanes closed off, and it creates really bad traffic jams, and you really can't see anything wrong with the pavement. So just wondering if anybody knew anything about that, if there's, you know, someone we can call to maybe get that process sped up and get the road open back up.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we can answer for you.
Okay.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. John in Dallas wants to know if anyone has suggestions for a couple of good pumpkin patches near Dallas, someplace with maybe a few activities for families, as well as a good selection of pumpkins for the season. Adam and McKinney has a couple of questions. Number one, do insects sleep? Two, why do most dogs get the rips, meaning they run around at full speed for no discernible reason? Well, I watch my dog do this, and I mean, I wish I could have that much excitement about anything. And he says, where in Collin County can I get a bunch of basketball, football, and baseball cards appraised and maybe purchased by honest folks? 800-933-5372. One more from anything@kera.org before we go back to the phones. Stephen in Dallas wants to know, how did the term blue ribbon come to describe top quality, like a Blue Ribbon Commission, Blue Ribbon School, Blue Ribbon winner. 800-933-5372 is where we find Gus calling from Dallas. Hello, Gus.
Hey, Jeff. When I was growing up here in Dallas in the 60s, I tried to remember there was a television where you could use your television, analog TV, for a tornado detector.
Uh-huh.
Somehow you would turn it to like channel 2 or 3, some unused channel, and you watch the pattern of snow, or I guess, on the screen. And if that would change, that would mean there's a tornado nearby. And I was wondering if I remember that correctly or not, if anyone else remembers that. Seemed like it was written up like in Popular Science or the newspaper or something, too.
So. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Also, the enzymes in that raw meat is what supposedly helps your black eyes.
Oh, very good. And it's and it is really funny, too.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Thanks, Gus.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks.
800-933-5372 is where we find Kim in Fort Worth. Hello, Kim.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
I work for a company that sells organic lawn and garden products. We carry the Nature's Guideline of products, and I call on several nurseries in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that do carry Texas native plants and xeriscape plants and also deal with organic garden products. And they can call our office, our 800 number, and just let us know what area they're in, and we'll locate. We'll tell them which nurseries would have those type of plants. There are a few of those are Redentas and North Haven Gardens, but in the Fort Worth area would be Archie's, Designs in Nature. There's a Redentas in Arlington.
Okay.
But they can call 1-800.
Well, you know what, Kim? I don't like to give out other numbers on the show.
Okay, that's all right.
So what's the company called?
It's actually Harvest Supply Company, and we sell for a lawn and garden distributor, but we are very free with giving information about where our customers are and what kind of products that they carry.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. It's anything you ever wanted to know. More of your questions and answers after this break. This is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. The telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Couple of answers that came in. It is the Harpy Eagle at the Bird Show, Birds of the World, at Fair Park during the Great State Fair of Texas. And it is the largest raptor in America. It's pretty impressive, too. Dennis says the car radio squealing is something like the alternator or a pulley, which is generating a high pitch. He said there are filters that can be bought to put on the radio. He says, I forget what they are called, but should be available at high-end auto sound shops. Hal says, when Central first opened about 1953, exits were numbered sequentially going north from downtown. Later on, interstates were numbered by the mileage from the start of the road. So when Central was rehabbed, they kept the old numbering for the southern end and went to mileage numbering further north. And David has an answer for the 14-mile-an-hour speed limit on the DBU campus. It makes sense to me. He says, 14 miles per hour is a strange number, and it grabs one's attention. They really want you to slow down. He says, also, many people will ignore signs with standard numbers like 20 and 25. 800-933-5372 is where we find a very patient Bright calling from Denton. Hello, Bright.
How do you, Jeff?
Doing well.
I was just calling about the Texas native plants and organic gardening.
Yeah.
There's a great place in Denton called Painted Flower Farms. They actually like produce hardy plants from Texas or for Texas that are come from different regions and also sell great Texas natives.
Very good. And also, say the name of the place again.
Painted Flower Farms.
Okay.
And also, horse apples keep spiders away because horse apples keep insects away.
That's what I was thinking. If you get rid of the food, then the spiders go someplace else.
All right. I'll take care now.
Hey, thanks, son. 800-933-5372 is where we find Miles in Dallas. Hello, Miles.
Hi, how's it going?
It's
calling about the radio.
Yeah.
Usually when you change out the stock stereo, it tends to pick up, like, the frequency of the alternator. And it happens a lot when you're, like, putting in, like, subwoofers or systems in your car.
Right.
So his best bet would probably be to go to a aftermarket, like, radio place and have a new one installed, and that might help him out.
Okay. Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number, the email address, anything at kera.org. So many questions. I'm hoping we can get at least some of these on the show today, and that, you know, if we can't get answers today, that you will send us your answers over the weekend. and next week. But Nick in Dallas writes about the space shuttle coming through Fort Worth not too long ago, ferried aboard a modified 747 en route to Florida. He says there was a lead plane, another 747, and an F-18 accompanying the shuttle on its journey to Florida. He says, I understand the reason for the F-18, but what is the other 747 used for? Is it a backup plane in case the one the shuttle is mounted on fails? If so, would they have the equipment necessary to hoist the shuttle onto another plane at each of its stops en route to Florida? Call us or email us, anything at kera.org, 800-933-5372. Kay says, I got a spa pedicure a couple weeks ago, and the technician had me sign this piece of paper that said, quote, clean before and clean after. Is that I'm supposed to witness and sign off, or is it just a record-keeping thing to keep track of her clients for the day? What does it mean? And Michael says, a few years back, 2004, 2005, there was a booth at Scarborough Fair that sold handmade djembe drums, D-J-E-M-B-E. I hope I'm saying it right. He says they were slatted wood rather than made from a single piece. They had the most beautiful djembe there, and I'm trying to locate the artist to see if he still has it or can fashion another like it. The booth is no longer there, but I'm interested in tracking them down. Catch is, I don't know the name of the artist or the shop. Does anyone remember the djembe drum booth at Scarborough Fair, 2004 and 2005? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Bill in Burleson. Hello, Bill.
Hey, hi, Jeff. Almost lost you there.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
We got you.
My daughter, 8-year-old daughter, Emily, wants to know why raisins are called raisins instead of dried grapes.
Hmm. Well, I think we've had a similar question before, you know, prunes or dried plums. But I don't know. I can't remember the answer. So we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. 800-933-5372 is where we find Sylvester calling from Grand Prairie. Hello, Sylvester.
Hi, is this Sylvester?
Yes.
I'm trying to find out if anyone knows where I can get a seed for Zorozoista. It's a grass similar to Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very good grass. I wanted a seed, and I need to know where I can get it.
Okay. Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you. If not today, then maybe next week. Okay?
Hello. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372 is also where we find Matt in Dallas. Hello, Matt.
Hey. Insects do not sleep. Once they hit maturity, many insects don't even have mouth parts, and they're primary function is to breed and die. You may see insects sitting kind of idle. That may be resting, or it could just be trying to hide from predators. But they just don't, once they reach a full maturity, they just don't have enough life left to be concerned about catching a nap.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Matt. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. This is from Now, who says, the FAA categorizes aircraft according to their maximum weight. There is a category that separates small and large aircraft at 12,500 pounds. Does anyone know the origin of this particular number? Let's see. Lori says, when you have a list of things in alphabetical order, is Saint, as in St. Andrews, listed as if it were spelled out, or is it alphabetized as ST, period? Also, when other things are abbreviated, such as SMU, are they still listed as if they were spelled out? That's a good question. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Colleen says, I have 1.7 acres covered with slugs, even covering the roof and walls of the house and garages. Should I be concerned? How do I get rid of them? Cases, I've already tried diatomaceous earth and would prefer something organic. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Let's talk next to Bob in Dallas. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Hey, I have a little bit less costly remedy for the phone, or rather the radio frequency interference.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet that as he accelerates, the buzz gets louder. And if that's the case, all you have to do is go to an auto parts store and buy a higher gauge spark plug wires.
Hmm.
Because you can do it yourself, just replace them. But the higher gauge has a higher insulation and that should cut it out and be a heck of a lot less costlier than filters, et cetera, et cetera. And your car will run better.
Yep. Very good. Thanks for the suggestion.
Thanks.
All right. 800-933-5372. Alan has written us to anything@kera.org. He says, I thought the Corps of Engineers had not blessed the footings for the bridges spanning the Trinity, requiring that the project be put on hold until the lack of integrity of the sandy soil is resolved. If that is true, he says, why and what is the work continuing on that span right now? I believe, Alan, if you do a news search on this, you probably find it, but I remember reading that they're going to let them build the bridge, but they can't connect it or they're working on the bridge. They cannot connect it to the feeder roads or build the approach ramps until they figure out that the levee parts of the bridge or the footings are in a stable way. But someone will hopefully back me up on that, or please correct me on that if I'm not correct. Let's talk next to Gary in Dallas. Hello, Gary.
Yes. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I wanted to address the static on the AM frequency with the guy with the Elante and the Camaro.
Okay.
When I started driving back in the mid-60s before FM was prevalent, you could get spark plugs with or without a resistor. And, of course, you get the plugs with a resistor to cut out that static on the AM.
Very good.
So, hope that helps.
It might be even cheaper than the new cables.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Up next is David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have a question. It's a legal question regarding, construction. I've paid an individual to complete a job for me. He has not completed the job in a timely manner. We didn't sign a contract at all. We just had a verbal agreement. It was in earnest. As naive as that may be, what are my legal, ramifications that I can take to resolve this matter?
And the job is not done, but you've paid for the work.
I've paid him all but a portion, right. The very last portion, which he's told me don't worry about.
Okay. We'll ask and see if we get an opinion for you. You know, we're getting close to the end of the hour, so we might you might have to tune in next week, unfortunately.
That's fine.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jeff.
800-933-5372 is where we find Ian in Dallas. Hello, Ian.
Hi. I have an answer to the why are raisins called raisins question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in French, the word for grape is a raisin, spelled just like raisin, but the word for raisin is a raisin sec, or dry grape. So probably it's one of those slight mistranslation type things.
Oh, okay. So it's a French cognate or something.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Let's talk next to Kim in Fort Worth. Hello, Kim.
Yes, this is Kim from Fort Worth again. I had an answer for the organic control for slugs and snails.
Okay.
You can use oyster shells, and they don't like to crawl across them, or pecan shell mulch. Also, if you ring a bed with copper wire, they don't like to cross that. Or there are products like the Sluggo, which is an iron sulfate-based bait, and the Sluggo Plus, which is iron sulfate and spinosad, which is a new product that's organic that will kill the slugs, snails, and also pill bugs.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372 is where we find Ron in Plano. Hello, Ron.
Hey, Jeff. I'm not sure how to ask this question, but I'm curious if anybody's done any work on how many trees or how much grass or how many shrubs or how much green material does it take to make enough oxygen to support an animal? I mean, how many trees do we need?
As many as we can get.
Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily, but as many as we need, you know.
Right, right. Well,
do we have enough? Do we have too many? If I have a lot of plants in my house, do they really produce enough oxygen to be significant? It's just curious.
It's a good question. You know, a lot of the work that's being done right now about trees and plant matter as sort of a carbon sink, because they absorb carbon dioxide, and then the trees will fall over eventually and then get covered up by other trees, and that carbon is essentially locked in the soil. And in the case of the Arctic, it's locked in the permafrost, which as it's thawing, more of it's being released. So I think that I'm certainly not an expert on this, but I wonder if someone it's a great question. I wonder if someone can help us. Maybe there's a website that explains it.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting that we don't get big concentrations of oxygen around the world, because mm-hmm. if we did, the fires in California, if there's a lot of oxygen concentrated there, it would just burn like crazy, not that they don't already. But oxygen is pretty well evenly distributed around the world,
sure.
so that you don't have big fires.
Well, it's a great question, and hopefully someone will have an answer. Someone has done the calculation, so we'll hopefully get an answer for you.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Ron. 800-933-5372, email address anything@kera.org. Let's see, David says the shuttle was led by a DC-9, not another 747. He says the purpose is to act as a scout plane flying ahead of the shuttle carrier to assist in weather avoidance. Kelly says there's a website that notes pumpkin patches in various states, pumpkinpatchesandmore.org. All one word, pumpkinpatchesandmore.org. Kelly says the website notes the pumpkin patches also in Dallas County. They list a place called Green Meadows Petting Farm. And James says blue ribbons were the color of first or grand prize winners in contests that measured quality, i.e. baking contests, farm animal contests, etc. Red normally stood for second prize, which was why we never hear red ribbon quality. But I think the question, thanks James for that, but I think the question still stands, why blue? 800-933-5372. Time for maybe one more answer. Let's talk to Samantha in Arlington. Hello, Samantha.
Hi. I just wanted to tell the lady with the slug problem,
mm-hmm.
she needs to get a chicken or a goose because they will eat the slugs. I have a chicken, and I've never had a problem with snails, slugs, or really any kind of bugs ever since I've had her. So, and most towns in the area will let you have at least one chicken or up to four as long as you don't have a rooster.
And do you, and you live in Arlington, do you have, how big is your one chicken farm?
How big is my one chicken farm?
Yes.
it's just a normal, I mean, I
a
think
normal
we
lot.
Have, yeah, it's just a normal lot. And she just roams the backyard and eats bugs and snails, and I kind of supplement her with corn mm-hmm. and birdseed, but I get fresh eggs, and she's just really great. If you get a goose, don't have kids.
Okay.
They're mean. But
well, Samantha, thank you so much for
calling.
You're welcome. All right.
All right, bye.
Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by yours truly, engineered by Jeannie Mascoro, who runs the board. Jeannie, thank you very much. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Thank you, Fiona. Our assistant producer is Betsy Lewis. Thank you, Betsy. And our intern is Alicia Melky. Thank you, Betsy and Alicia. You can download episodes of the show at kera.org. And, of course, send us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions. The email address is anything@kera.org. I'm Jeff Whittington. Once again, thanks so much for listening and for calling and for writing in every week. And have a fantastic weekend.